People in radio, I've discovered, love to talk about the special intimacy of the medium. Studio 360's Andy Lancet has rediscovered for us someone who, more than half a century ago, epitomized the very idea of radio intimacy. She called herself the Lonesome Gal.
Sweetie, no matter what anybody says, I love you better than anybody in the whole world. Lonesome, I'm a real lonesome gal. I can't stop feeling lonesome. Heaven knows when I shall.
I picked up the Lonesome Gal about 10 years ago in Presque Isle, Maine. She was in a barn with thousands of other radio transcriptions from the late 1940s and early 50s. The discs were mysterious. They had a white label with a little Lone Ranger-like mask on it.
Hi, baby. This is your Lonesome Gal. Got time to stop a minute so I can tell you how wonderful you are? If not, take time. 'Cause that's what makes the world go round. Besides, you wouldn't mind relaxing, would you, with your shoes off and your tie loosened?
The Lonesome Gal kept her real name a secret for several years. She was Jean King, a native of Dallas, Texas. She had had a lukewarm stint in Hollywood in the 1940s before returning east, broke and out of work. She first pitched the Lonesome Gal to WING in Dayton, Ohio. Late at night, King played the dreamy lover-in-waiting between tracks of schmaltzy and jazzy lounge music. And maybe she gave a little comfort, if not an ego boost, to all those lonely guys out there.
I do remember her sexy voice, and very slow, and the romantic music that she played.
Latif Gigi is a professor of engineering at the City University of New York. 50 years ago, as a 20-year-old foreign student going to MIT, he rented a room from a strict landlady who didn't want her tenants carousing around at night and getting into trouble. Obeying the curfew to keep the room made for one lonesome guy.
It was very pleasant to have someone who doesn't argue with you, and I pretended like I was the only one. I was playing along because that was the nature of her message. And she really talked as if she is speaking to you. And the next day when you turn the program on, it's like almost she missed you because you haven't been around for a while. She tried to make you believe it.
King married Dragnet producer Bill Rousseau, who helped bring the show to some 90 cities. Her seductive monologues, frequently framed with 50s makeout music, were aimed not at the strong and handsome, the clever and well-spoken, but to shy wallflowers who could put whatever face to the voice they wanted.
Lover, do you know exactly what my loving you means? It means that whenever I see a pretty sport jacket in a men's shop window, I right away want to buy it and bring it home for you. It means that whenever I go to the movies, the fella kissing the girl when the story ends is you, and I'm the girl. It means that when the loving arms of night close in so gently as to put the world at peace, the only thing I want is to be with you. That's simply and honestly because I'm yours.
King cashed in through the mid-1950s, earning an annual six figures. She worked ad copy into the routine, making pitches for Red Top Beer, Philip Morris, and Bond Street Tobacco.
Come a little closer, baby. I'm going to tell you something. If you care about the girl, smoke Bond Street. If you care about tobacco, smoke Bond Street. You will love it, and the girl will love you for smoking it. You see, baby, there's a happy blending in Bond Street tobaccos that you'll want to enjoy time after time.
The Lonesome Gal's microphone was so sensitive, Time magazine wrote, it could pick up each wisp of her breath and every sugary nuance of her voice.
I don't go for clubs, and I hate big crowds. And most of the time, when you see people out in groups like that, they just try to look like they're having a good time, though they really aren't. Parlor dates for my liking are the best kind, where there's simply a boy and a girl enjoying soft lights, and sweet music.
As one might expect, the lonesome gal got thousands of letters, most of them marriage proposals from guys who assured her she was the woman of their dreams. It was an unusual show because, perhaps for the first time, the electronic media had recognized and catered to the romantically disenfranchised by providing the illusion of a personal, intimate relationship. But I think, ultimately, this was unfulfilling. Professor Gigi eventually tired of his virtual girlfriend. The 15-minute show was too short of a date, even if it was every night.
Would have been better if she comes and stay with me. I wanted to believe it. I looked forward every day to listening to her. I knew it was fake. I knew it was phony, but I pretended to.
Well, dreamer, time for this gal to get down off her cloud for a little while. But I'm hoping a certain angel I know will save my place for another visit. I'll be back. But meanwhile, Muffin, remember, your lonesome gal loves you better than anybody in the whole world. Who knows what tomorrow may bring?
For Studio 360, I'm Andy Lancet.
I wonder whether I'll know when my heart starts to sing. If you have love to spare, lips to share, why don't you be a pal? Share them with your lonesome gal. Good night, baby.